Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games, and welcome back, Fiona.
This week, Overwatch 2 and Fortnite go back to the beginning with new retro modes. The Grammy Award nominations are in for game soundtracks, and a new LEGO set has been teased to tie into LEGO Horizon Adventures. Here's the news for Sunday, 17th of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
It's a bit of a blast from the past for Fortnite and Overwatch 2, as they're both bringing back some of their OG maps and characters. Overwatch 2 hit Rewind earlier this week with the launch of Overwatch Classic event, where 12 maps and 21 heroes will be available to play across the four original game modes. These game modes are pretty broken if you look at them with modern eyes, but hey, for the old-timers who say back in my day, this is like catnip to them. The event will also have the no hero limits rule, which means you can have six of the same character in your team if you really want. Overwatch Classic is available now and will run until December 2nd.
Then on December 6th, Fortnite is dropping its OG map as a permanent addition to the game. Players will be able to explore the original map, relive the original seasons, and collect any of the older weapons and gear that they might have missed out on. This isn't the first time Fortnite has gone back to its original content, as they did launch an OG season last year, but this will be the first time they've made it permanent. Right now, the game is running a remixed version of Chapter 2 and has started to sell previously exclusive cosmetics from previous seasons, so I guess FOMO no mo. And I guess that means Fortnite is going to be Gianni's Game of the Year again for the 10th year running. The 2025 Grammy Award nominations for the Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media have been announced, and there's an unexpected contender. Joining the nominated AAA titles is Wizardry Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord, a remake of the 1980s hit game. It was definitely unexpected to see such a game up there with Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, God of War Ragnarok Valhalla, Marvel Spider-Man 2, and Star Wars Outlaws, but hey, we absolutely love to see it.
Winifred Phillips composed the remake soundtrack and isn't a stranger to the game composing scene, having worked on the first God of War, Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 3, and so much more. Keep an ear on Lightmap very soon, as Gianni is joined once again by ABC Classics Mina Shamali for his take on the best soundtracks of 2024. Always a fun episode to have a listen to. Not a huge shock this one, but it looks like there'll be more LEGO sets featuring PlayStation protagonist Aloy and her friends. As leaked by The Brick Reporter on Instagram, the new smaller set features Mini Aloy and Val fighting a Shell Walker and a Sawtooth enemy.
It's a tie-in set for LEGO Horizon Adventures, which came out this week, which retells the entire story of the first game in cartoony LEGO fashion. Only one previous set was released, the expensive Horizon Forbidden West Toolneck, which has since retired. Can you believe it's been 20 years since Half-Life 2 was released? I can, because my back pain is constantly reminding me of the never-ending march of time. The groundbreaking series celebrates the milestone this weekend with a brand new documentary which actually features a little bit of the delayed but never released Episode 3. The game is free to keep at the moment and includes episodes 1 and 2 and a 3.5-hour developer commentary on the making of the game.
Half-Life 2 launched 2 out of 3 of its promised expansions, but for a myriad of reasons, the seasons was left on a very big cliffhanger. This new doco actually shows off a bit of that final chapter, which is pretty surprising after 20 years, but is this a cruel tease for Half-Life 3? Half-Life 2 might look a little bit graphically dated these days, but the gameplay still holds up incredibly well, and the voice acting is top-notch. Definitely give it a spin.
That's it for the big headlines here at the games coming out this week.
Out of the 19th is My Sims Cozy Bundle, the remake slash remaster of the spin-off Sims series. If you love these simple, chibi games back in the Wii and DS era, you'll be able to revisit these worlds with upgraded graphics and cute gameplay. You'll find it on Switch this week, and it's definitely where I will be spending most of my week.
Take to the skies with Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. Expect improved graphics, quality of life upgrades, and a bunch of new missions like aerial firefighting, crop dusting, and mountain rescue. That's out on PC and Xbox Series S and X this Tuesday.
After 14 years in development and a war that took over Ukraine where the studio developing the game is based, Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl is finally here. If you ever wanted to explore the aftermath of a nuclear meltdown, well, you're in luck. The first-person horror shooter will be available on PC and Xbox Series S and X on the 20th.
And also out on the 20th is Towers of Agazba, an open-world sandbox adventure where you're tasked with nurturing a mythical island back into a vibrant ecosystem. That's out on PC and PS5 on the 20th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Did you know you can review Sifter's podcasts? Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Pocket Cast will all take your 5-star reviews, and it does tremendously help a small indie podcast like ours. Give us 5 stars, leave a review, and tell your mates.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here. On the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast, I sit down with the developers of Civilization 7, who were recently out in Australia, and ask what it takes to build on this legendary series without losing what players know and love.
This Civ is a really big change to a lot of the formula, so at the same time, it still feels very much like a Civ game, and I think that it's one of those things where it's sort of, as you get into 7, if you think you don't like something when you read about it, I'd say give it a chance. And if you play it and you think you immediately understand it, give it a chance. Because there's some, you know, we like to talk about how some of the stuff is going to be more impactful than it may seem at first. So I just say stick with it and give it a few more turns.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.